But first, DACA recipients across the country and here in Arizona continue to react to yesterday's announcement from the Trump administration that the program would wind down over the next 6 months. Students from a couple of Phoenix high schools walked out yesterday in protest, and many so-called dreamers are thinking about what they do next. We're joined this morning by Dulce Matus, an immigrant rights activist in Phoenix. She co-founded the Arizona Dream Act Coalition and became a citizen this past fall. Dulce, welcome. Good morning.
Well, thank you for the invite.
So what are you hearing from dreamers, from DACA recipients about both their reaction to the Trump administration, which for many I think was probably not a surprise, and also what comes next?
It was full of mixed emotions yesterday. And the general sense is that we're not wanted. That yesterday's decision was clearly to target immigrant youth. It was clearly to target our education, and was clearly target that we cannot do even basic items like having a driver's license and being able to drive to work or school. It was a hard moment, but I also see a lot of resiliency. I see a lot of bravery. I see a lot of other groups getting together, and I think it brings a great opportunity for us to define who we are as people and how we're going to react to this. And hopefully we're going to be able to get something positive out of this.
If there is a sense among DACA recipients that they're not wanted here, is that leading them to think about potentially leaving?
I think that I have seen many different people's opinion. Some people are considering going to other countries, and some other people are deciding to stay here and fight. They're staying here and fight because this is our home, and because we also have been raised here and we have been taught to be Americans, and Americans don't give up even when we're faced with adversity.
Dulce, talk about your experience a bit for us. You recently became a citizen, had a chance to vote for the first time. How has that impacted how you're looking forward and how much you want to fight as an American citizen for your fellow dreamers?
For me, this is personal. I was undocumented for 12 years. I graduated from Arizona State University, and I didn't have that 9-digit number. And I did everything that was asked from me, like every other dreamer is doing today. And yet, even though that I got my degree, I did my community service, I did everything, I couldn't get a job. And that's why I decided to get involved and to learn about what was going to happen to me. And on the way, I also learned about all the other issues that are happening. I luckily was able to become a citizen last year. I was able to participate in a very important election. I'm not happy with the outcome, but I'm not discouraged. I think that it is our responsibility to be active. And sometimes when you don't have something, you take it for granted. I really wanted to be part of the process and be able to vote. And last year I was given that opportunity and I took it. And I'm damn sure I'm going to make sure that I vote at every single election and I hold every politician accountable. And what happened yesterday will not be forgotten and will not be forgotten by the Latino community.
Dulce, there's been a sense and there's been a lot of talk over the last 24 hours, let's say, that one of the reasons that DACA recipients seem to have this amount of power in the sense that there's a sense that Congress is going to, or at least wants to do something about this, is that they've been out front and people know dreamers, they know DACA recipients, they know their faces, they know them as people. I'm wondering if now that some of these recipients could potentially be in danger of deportation or of losing that status, is there going to be a sense that maybe they're not quite as, there's some people who maybe not quite as eager to sort of get in front of TV cameras and get out in the community and make themselves known?
I think that the risk for deportation is an everyday risk that we have to face, even when we have DACA. We have seen the numbers of deportations under the Obama administration, over 2 million, and we even see it today. What we're doing as community to protect ourselves is to know our rights and to make sure that the people know that they're not alone. Even today, we have a community forum where everyone is invited by the Arizona Dream Act Coalition. So it is important that people are well informed and that they know their rights.
All right. Dulce Matus is a co-founder of the Arizona Dream Act Coalition. Dulce, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.